Welcome to the Lister Health Talks podcast, hosted by Lieutenant Colonel Garrett Holt, the commander of Lister Army Health Clinic and the health services director at Fort Novosel. Each month, listen in as the team focuses their discussion on relevant, relatable content that empowers your health and the readiness of the force. In today's show, Lieutenant Colonel Holt and the team have a conversation about breaking the nicotine habit. Let's talk tobacco cessation with special guest Ms. Ginger Tanner and Dr. Brandy Dunn.
Well, hello, Fort Novosel. This is Lieutenant Colonel Garrett Holt, the commander for Lister Army Health Clinic and the host for the Lister Health Talks podcast. We want to thank you for joining us again on this episode. If you haven't already subscribed to us and listened to us on Spotify or on Apple, I encourage you to do so. Of course, we have it on DVids, YouTube, and of course, links there in Facebook as well to find it. And we want to encourage you, if you haven't already listened to all of our podcasts before, they really stand the test of time. If you haven't listened to the ones in the summer, make sure you go back. Our pilot episode was one of my favorites as we listened to some of our staff talk about what their deeper connection is with Lister, not just because they're an employee or one of our team members here. And then last month, we had the awesome opportunity to talk with our behavioral health team, but also more importantly, we had an amazing account on breast cancer awareness. And we certainly want to foot stomp that. Even though we're past the month for that, it's always a good time to kind of take a listen and maybe invest in your own health in that regard. Hey, but this month is Tobacco Cessation Awareness Month, and so we're really excited about to dig into this message today. I have two of our amazing team members here with us today. Dr. Brandy Dunn, she's a clinical pharmacist with us, and Ms. Ginger Tanner, one of our public health nurses. But most importantly, they have both attested to me that they are, first of all, advocates for you, our patients. So we just want to thank you both for being here today and digging into this important topic. You know, I think it touches the lives of everybody. We, of course, are here at Lister Army Health Clinic. We are a tobacco-free campus, which is important to us, but we also know that that's not necessarily the lifestyle everybody has, and sometimes they have habits that they want to kick. And this is a great month to do it, but we also know that this isn't the only month to do it. And so we want to dig in a little bit. Hey, maybe there's some new stuff. I think there's things that we can talk about as we dig into it, but I want to welcome you both to it, and I really appreciate you being here with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, for sure. You know, Ms. Tanner, I want to first start with you from, again, Public Health. Thanks for being with us. You know, we've all probably heard since elementary school about the effects of tobacco and nicotine use and, you know, smoking and dipping. But is there anything, you know, that you really want to hit home with us? Maybe some either new research or something that's like, hey, you know what, it's still unhealthy. You know, and all jokes aside, is there things that, you know, we may want to dig into or consider?
Yeah, thank you, Colonel Holt. So when we think about leading causes of death, most people think about heart disease, they think about cancers, they don't think that preventable causes of death also, and smoking is the number one cause of preventable death, and it does increase your chance of the other ones, heart disease, emphysema, COPD. So they say about 480,000 people die a year of smoking, and out of that, one death is 30 people living with complications of smoking. Even your children inhale secondhand smoke. So it's really important that we can take this awareness and turn it into action.
Yeah, wow, that's those numbers are pretty intense for sure. And I think it's probably numbers somewhat that we've heard before, but you know, it's important to really soak that in and the impression in our lives. I know I grew up in a household where there was smoking, so I was secondhand in that regard. But when that stopped and those in my household stopped smoking, really the health effects and so were amazing. And those loved ones for me really invested in my lives and told me, hey, it was making sure that I was growing up and my sister was growing up in a house that was healthy. So I think there's much to that. So I really appreciate that. Dr. Dunn, I want to transfer over to you a little bit. Again, our clinical pharmacist here at the clinic. And, you know, one of the things that I can't help but think, you know, it used to be, you know, or still is, tobacco cessation is the term, but really it's nicotine cessation. And I have a feeling it came from a little bit of the vaping movement, right? Maybe in part at least.
Yes, very much so. So a lot of times it's nicotine. So nicotine is in the vaping solutions. Not only is it in that, but it's in cigars, it's in pipes, it's in cigarettes. So it's very much a nicotine cessation rather than just a tobacco cessation.
In terms of vaping, I want to dig into that a little bit. So one of the things I've heard before is that, you know, vaping is safer because it's natural. Is that true?
It is not natural. So okay. Vaping solutions are synthetic. They are made with a lot of different chemicals and not very healthy chemicals. Just an aside, sometimes when we think of natural things, not all natural things are necessarily safe. A rattlesnake is natural. That's what we were taught in pharmacy school. But vaping solutions are not natural. They are synthetically made. And so while you do avoid some of the chemicals that are in tobacco per se, you still have all these other chemicals that can still cause lung injury, can still cause cancer, can still cause hypertension, all these things. And we don't know the long-term effects from them yet because they've not been around for years and years and years like we know about for cigarettes and cigars and pipes. And so we don't know everything. And the danger with vaping, not only those effects, but some people say, well, it's safer than cigarettes. Well, not necessarily. And then some people tend to try to stop smoking by vaping. Mm. And then a lot of those people wind up doing both. They wind up vaping and smoking cigarettes. And then it's just very harmful from there.
Rattlesnakes are natural.
Rattlesnake is natural.
It turns out that that's not a very healthy thing, and we have a good appreciation of that here down in Alabama, here at Fort Novacell, for sure. So not natural, not safe, and also not a really good mechanism for quitting or kind of tinkering off. I do want to hear a little bit about that too. So, hey, let's say I am a smoker or user of any type of nicotine-related product. Ms. Tanner, I'll first start with you. What's my first step, or what's some mechanisms? Maybe we give them some tools first, and then we'll talk about what's my next steps if you want to engage with us. So what's some tools that you'd say for our folks out there that want to quit?
So I would think the first thing is find your why. Make sure you want to quit. Decide to quit and find your why. Mm. Then you can walk into the clinic, usually Monday through Friday, from 7:30 a.m. to about 4 o'clock, and you can come down to public health and speak with me or one of our public health nurses, and we can get you started right away. But like I said, you have to have the want, and once you have the want, then we can help this become an actionable thing for you. Do realize though that less than 1 in 10 are successful the first time. So even if you've tried before and you wasn't successful, you can use them tools to find what triggers you, to find your little irks and ins and outs. And once you find them, we can help you become successful. And honestly, counseling and medications double your success rate. So it's not even, oh, it makes it a little better. No, it doubles your success rate. So coming in and just talking to us, making the plan with you and letting us help you and getting you to our clinical pharmacist or provider to get you some medications that might help you, that's awesome.
Yeah, well, that's what I like to hear is that there is help available, and it's tough for us in the military environment to say, I don't have the discipline to do this, to admit that I don't necessarily have the discipline. It's maybe not a discipline question. It's, you know, I'm seeing a lot of nods and head shakes, right? Agreeing with me here. It's not just about the discipline, even though that's a big aspect, there's a lot more to it. And so, you know, Dr. Dunn, what are some things that you kind of encourage folks when they come to see you? What are some steps or some other therapies that you have for us?
Well, I think it's great when people come in because a lot of times just it's natural for us to want to do it ourselves. And we get frustrated with ourselves when we can't. But sometimes it's nice to come in and talk to people that have walked that path before, whether it's helping others down that path or maybe walking that path themselves. If you have tried before and not succeeded, to try again. You build on your strengths and you build on your weaknesses. The things that you succeeded in before, the things that helped you, you build on that. The things that didn't work before, well, you build on that too. So it's a win-win situation. But the big point is you never give up. You keep trying. And there's always somebody that's going to walk you through it.
Yeah, that's great. Ms. Tanner, I'm going to decide that I'm going to quit and I want to walk in and come see you guys. But, you know, maybe there's some things that I can start tomorrow or today. You know, I'm driving into work right now and I'm like, today's the day and I'm going to do something different. So what am I doing now as I'm getting out of the car? What's a few tips for us?
Decide which one you're going to quit first. Mm. Is it going to be that, you know, at work with the buddy cigarette where you go off on? Is it going to be the one at lunch? Is it going, you know, just one little step that day increases your chance. It's all about starting when you're ready. And if you're ready that day, that's whenever you get the inspiration. Definitely do it. Reach out if you need to. You can pick up some things like hard candies, toothpicks, stuff like that, because we want something in our mouth that can help do it. Change your routine. That's a big thing. Mm. If you're used to smoking with your friends at lunch or maybe after work over a beer, mm-hmm. change just that one thing. Instead of going outside to have the beer, go into a place where you can't smoke and enjoy that beer with your friends. I'm not telling you to stop hanging out because that would be bad. Just change the location, change one thing about it, changes the whole setting.
You know, I kind of thought that you were going to go with like hard candies first, but you went straight to the idea. And I didn't think of that, right? Just to, you know, take one opportunity in the day that was normal for you and turn it into a new normal kind of idea, right?
That's right. That's, one success at a time.
That's fantastic. I don't know, Dr. Dunn, anything to add in that regard?
That's perfect, because a lot of times it's more the behavioral aspect than really the nicotine. So we have medications that can help with the nicotine addiction part, but a lot of times it's really just the behavioral change, and you have to break that cycle to be able to move forward.
Oh, I love that. I heard one time that something to the extent of, you know, one step doesn't mean much, 2 to 3 steps starts sequence, and then sequence turns into momentum as you start to move. And I really liked that when I was trying to change my habits of whatever it was, you know, if I needed to get back to running or something like that after a deployment, you know, or what have you, you know, I think that was helpful. But what I really like that you said, you know, the likelihood of having to come back is very high, right? And I use those words carefully, because come on back. And, you know, either it's us or whatever the support network was, you know, it's okay. Just because you failed once doesn't make you a failure, as the adage goes, right? That's fantastic. Okay, let's start talking about how to get in touch with us, and then what things we have. Ms. Tanner, again, you gave us a few steps of, you know, what we can do today before we come to you. But how do we engage with you? How do we come talk to you? And what services can you provide?
Yeah, thank you, Colonel Holt. So, you can always reach us by phone. The public health office number, you can either call the appointment line and ask. That one's usually readily available. Or if you can remember, it's 334-255-7733. You can leave us a message and we'll call you back. We do accept walk-ins. So let's say you did decide this morning on the way to work and you took a little pit stop and you came by and saw us first. You can walk straight into public health. All you got to do is let them know you want to see a nurse. You don't even have to tell them why. And we'll get you back there and we'll get you started in the right direction and find your goals. We'll be able to connect you with all the resources that you need to make this time successful.
Fantastic. Dr. Dunn, how about you?
For me, if you have a PCM in the building, you can call the appointment line and just make an appointment with me.
Yeah, that sounds great.
They'll be happy to help.
What's great, and you know, the unfortunate thing about a podcast is, if you weren't already aware, it's all audio. So the listeners don't get to see your smiling faces and welcoming posture. And I got to tell you, if you're in a place where you might be a little embarrassed or you have some other obstacle, I got to tell you, these two ladies are the ones to come to. Just stop what you're doing. Today's the day. So let's talk about stop what you're doing. So the 16th is what, Ms. Tanner? What are we doing on the 16th?
So on the 16th is the American Great Smokeout. So just come out and see us at Lister. We're going to be just round about the clinic, you know, talking and introducing ourselves, getting to know everybody. We might have a prize or two to hand out. We'll see what we can get Colonel Holt to come off his wallet for. But, you know, we never can tell. But
right.
Definitely come out and see us.
Yeah, it's a thin wallet for sure, but we'll do what we can. Fantastic. Well, that's great. That's great. And so we'll all be out there, and we want to make sure we're encouraging. And I think we have a table out there. We already have a table out at our front if you want some resources or some other investment. And of course, as you know, we try and do our best of publishing on our social media as well as other outlets of different resources that are available to you. And I know it sounds hard, or you might just say, hey, you know what, I'm comfortable. This is what I want to do for the rest of my life. But, you know, to your point, Ms. Tanner, earlier, you know, the data that you provide is pretty important, because, you know, so many people, yeah, there's the tragic, you know, if it ends in death, that's one thing. But man, quality of life moving through that as well. And I know that can be pretty challenging as well. And you know, Dr. Nunn, actually, I also want to ask, you know, what does that look like? We talked before a little bit about, you know, those biologically, like, what am I feeling physiologically? I could say in those first few days and weeks and so on and so forth. What's that look like for me if I'm stopping?
So when you're stopping, you actually start to sleep better. You'll notice you start to sleep better. You start to have more energy. You start to feel a little bit better.
Well, that sounds good.
It does. You may notice, though, that you cough a little bit.
Oh, what? That's different.
It is different. So what is happening is all the chemicals, all the buildup, all that old lining in your lungs is starting to break up and trying to come out. And new healthy lining is starting to form in your lungs. And so when you're coughing that up, it may be a little bothersome, mm-hmm. and it may be a little worrisome, but know that it is for a good purpose. Drinking water helps with that. Drinking water helps our body to loosen up those old linings even better and get it out so that healthy lining can take over.
That's great. That's fantastic. Ms. Tanner, anything to add to that?
I know sometimes you got to remember nicotine is addictive. So there is some feelings you might feel. You might have a little bit of anxiety or depression right at the beginning.
Sure.
Those feelings are completely normal. So knowing that you can expect that you might have a little lull before you get better, but knowing that, you know, rainbows are coming, that always gives us things because it does. It'll make you taste better, breathe better, and just overall feel better.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I'm so sad that our time is drawing to a close here. I could probably continue to talk with both of you for a long time, as we do many of our guests, but we do want to come to a close. So I do appreciate everything that you guys are doing for. I want to give you another opportunity to give any types of final closing thoughts on both sides. And I'll start over here with Ms. Tanner, if there's anything else that you'd like to offer to our audience.
Thank you. Mainly just remember that awareness alone doesn't change our numbers. It doesn't change our statistics or our outcomes. Action does. So come in and let us help you be actionable to reach your goals and to reach your health. That's what we're here for.
Dr. Dunn.
Just don't be afraid to reach out. Just come and see us and let's talk about it. Let's talk about where you are and where we want to go and let's stay focused on that goal. And let's build. Let's build on those strengths and weaknesses, and we'll be fine.
Well, I want to thank you both again for taking time out of your schedules. You're both very busy. I know that for a fact. And I really appreciate everything that you bring to the table, of course, for our patients, but also for our staff. The smiling faces and the wonderful posture that you have, and just another testament to the amazing team over here at Lister. Hey, I just want to encourage you, if you think that this is the time, this is the time. You need to think just like you always do in your day-to-day business. If you're military, you identify a problem, you assess the situation, you set a course of action, and then you execute to completion so that you have a successful mission set. And it's worth it. You're worth it. So is your family. And it's worth having that quality of life that you deserve. Hey, this is Lieutenant Colonel Holt signing off from him, reminding you that your healthiest chapter is ahead and that the only way is forward.
The Lister Health Talks podcast is produced by the Lister Army Health Clinic's Public Affairs Office at Fort Novosel. Join us in December as we discuss plans for a healthy, happy holiday. Stay healthy, Fort Novosel.